Glad you're back with us here on Show Me Today. This past Saturday was National Trails Day, an annual event hosted by the American Hiking Society. They celebrate not only National Scenic and Historic Trails, but all trails on public lands. And of course, Missouri has some great trails of our own. And joining us is Colonel Tom Dressner, Chief Ranger with the Missouri State Parks. Hello, Colonel.
Good morning.
Boy, listen, when we think of trails in Missouri, the first that comes to mind is the Katy Trail, but there are so many. I saw on your site over 1,000 miles.
That's correct. We are quite the treasure trove of great places to hike.
And, you know, for anyone that's visited different parts of the state, I'm just talking about driving. I mean, we have different scenery, landscape. It really makes each hike uniquely different.
It really is. There's such a vast variety of topography in Missouri. You can be hiking next to caves and rock faces and prairie. It's just it's really a great mix, all contained within the state of Missouri.
And I'm sure there's varying levels of difficulty, and I'm sure some trails are challenging, whether they're long or with changes in elevation. How does Missouri State Parks help residents determine what are the best trails for them personally or for their family?
The website is where we usually have most people start. And then there are a number of resources they can contact in terms of if they identify a park that interests them, we can give them more specifics about that particular park in terms of degree of difficulty of hikes and things like that.
Colonel Tom Dressner, Chief Ranger with Missouri State Parks, joining us. We're talking about Missouri's trails coming off the heels of National Trails Day this past weekend. I was on your site and I noticed that this Saturday at Prairie State Parks, there's an event called WIN, Women in Nature, and it's from the morning hours, a guided hike. Do state parks host a lot of these type of events, guided hikes?
We do have guided hikes from time to time, and again, the website is the best place to determine when those will be. We also have tram tours in the fall for senior citizens. We have a tram that we hook to the rear of a pickup truck and then pull them on the Katy Trail for folks who don't have quite the mobility of younger folks, and that's always a big draw and very popular as well.
As a park ranger, what do people need to be aware of when on trails?
Really, it's a number of different things from, I mean, one of the first things would be bring bug spray and sunscreen if you're not going to be hiking, you know, in dense forestation. Always be wary of snakes. We don't have near the problems with snakes like people on the other side of the world have, but we do have a few venomous varieties, depending on what part of the state we're in, rattlesnakes and copperheads. But that's generally never much of an issue. They like to stay clear of us as much as we like to stay clear of them. And really, the biggest nuisance for this time of year is probably ticks and mosquitoes.
Yeah, that's always an issue when you're outdoors. As far as your work in leading the park rangers, are there any rules or regulations that are commonly overlooked by people?
I would say probably with respect to trails, there are certain trails that are designated wild areas. For example, at Rockbridge State Park, we have the Gans Creek Wild Area, and that is an area where we don't allow bicycle riding, and trail riding on mountain bikes is always very popular. And on the west side of the park, that is allowed, but on the Gans Creek side of that particular park, we keep the bicycle so that we keep the disturbance to nature at a minimum. That's one of the rules that people sometimes get confused about.
Do most people take care in terms of not littering and dirtying up nature?
You know, they really are pretty good about it. And when we get out on the trails ourselves and we happen to see litter, I mean, there's always somebody who's going to want to, you know, not do the right thing. But just in general, people do respect the parks, and it's not as much of a problem as you might think.
What should people do in case of an emergency, whether they get, do you get a lot of people that get lost?
we do have a lot of people who get lost, and I only say
that because there was one time where I thought I should have gone left on a trail, and I saw people, you know, I was trying to get back to the exit, and I saw people going the other way. I thought, you know, I want to follow them, and I'm glad I did. And I thought, boy, I got turned around here pretty quick, and it wasn't that difficult of a hike.
Yes, yeah. That happens more often than you might think. And the other issue is, depending on how hot it is, we have people who get overheated and they don't bring enough water with them. And that's probably the most frequent area that we have that is around Johnson Shut-In State Park in Reynolds County. And there's the Tom Sauk Mountain Trail is really long. I mean, it's like 15 or 16 miles, and you can get way out there on that. We've had to take people. We have a small dirt bike, and we've actually ridden people out on that that just don't have. They kind of run out of gas, or if they don't, they're getting overheated. We probably do 8 to 10 of those a day. Not a day, a year. Yeah, 8 to 10 a day. We wouldn't be doing anything else.
Yeah, yeah.
But, and the other issue is sometimes people get too far back into the nature areas, and then they run out of daylight and they don't have flashlights with them. That's another area of concern as well.
Yeah. So kind of pace yourself. Don't bite off more than you can chew.
Oh, that is absolutely true. And that's also true on the Katy Trail, which is, you know, the nation's longest rail to trail system, 240 on just the Katy itself. And that's a place where people often bite off more than they can chew. And it's mainly about overheating. And you mentioned, you know, what do you do in terms of an emergency? Statewide, we're dispatched by the Highway Patrol. And so the best way to get a hold of us in a situation like this is to use your cell phone to call *55. And that would get you to the Highway Patrol dispatcher, and then they can get us on the way pretty quickly.
That's a great trip. Yeah, and I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer here, but we need to know these things, though, so that we can go out and enjoy these beautiful trails in Missouri.
Well, that's right. And the time to figure out all this out is not when you're out of water and daylight, and now what do I do? So if this reaches some folks who want to prepare ahead of time, that's just wise.
Colonel Tom Dresner, Chief Ranger with Missouri State Parks. Do you notice more and more people getting on the trails, especially as we come out of the pandemic over the last couple of years?
The pandemic was really a significant change for us because the parks, that's one of the few places that people can go to get away from everybody else and, you know, keep the social distancing. You can really take that to another level when you're going to a park, because unlike, you know, a small city park that might be in the middle of a large city, we have parks that range from a few acres up to our largest park at Lake of the Ozarks, which is 17,000 acres. You can really get away from everybody if you so choose.
There's a wildflower walk at Hahatonka State Park in Camdenton. That's one of my favorites. Colonel, you've been around the state. What's a hidden gem, a great trail for people to try, put on their bucket list?
Probably Grand Gulf State Park. It's down in Oregon County, I believe. And that is a real treasure. But it's not easy to get to if you're anywhere north of like West Plains. It's really down south. It's very near the Arkansas border. But it's one of the you described it very well, a hidden gem.
That's great. I'm looking at the long list on your website, moststateparks.com. How many of the state parks have you been in personally? Do you check them off a list?
I have been in almost all of them, but I haven't gotten every single one of them
done. Yeah, yeah.
There are some down, another set of them down in Oregon County that are not open to the public yet. And I have not made it down there because they're just closed and they're very difficult to get to as well. But we have high hopes for developing those in the future and adding to what is, I brag on the parks a lot, not just because I work here, but also because I'm born and raised in Missouri. And it's really, I think, significant for people to know that of all of the state park systems in the United States, there are only 7 that don't charge admission. And Missouri is one of those.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. That's a great value, especially
absolutely
now during inflation. And, you know, so even if you want to take a day trip, you think, oh, all right, well, you know, that might be gas money. Hey, but that's a great point you bring up, though. They're free. Yeah,
they are free.
Wow.
And just, you know, pack your picnic lunch or pack your backpack and just go enjoy yourself out in nature.
And you could go just about any day of the year. You could find a spot somewhere in Missouri, minus perhaps blizzard conditions.
Right. Yeah. You'll still find a few hardy souls out there, though. I remember once patrolling the Katy Trail. It was close to a neighborhood, and there was a woman there with two of her Labradors, and it was about 20 degrees. She was definitely one of the more hardy adventurers.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Well, listen, get out and enjoy Missouri State Trail this summer. Colonel Tom Dressner, ranger for Missouri State Parks, thanks for taking time to join us.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.